Hi, this
Hello.
is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, and for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. And in which state do you currently reside?
New York.
Thank you. And just for classification purposes as well, what is your zip code?
13212.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
And what is the year of your birth?
1960.
Thank you very much. Now, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American? Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I would say strong.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I would say 6.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican
Harris.
Donald. Excuse me?
Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress? The Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. And here we have 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Or I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or I believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
No, the first one.
Excellent. Thank you. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legality? Do you think abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York? Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York? Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York? Abortion is totally banned in New York, or not sure?
I'm not sure.
Thank you. And how concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all, not very concerned, indifferent, either concerned or unconcerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
I would say very concerned.
Thank you. And as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about ballot measure in New York? I'm sorry, let me restart. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
No, I will vote to be sure it's legalized.
So we have a vote no, undecided, vote yes, or will not vote on the ballot measure. How should I report?
No, well, yes, the third one.
The third one. And vote yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, here is the text proposal number 1. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 election. Add certain protections to the state bill of rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote put these protections against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution.
Now,
but after hearing or reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I will vote.
And is that a vote no, undecided, vote?
It's a vote yes.
Thank you. And what values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. We have rights, making decisions about your own body, control over your own life, empathy, safety, equality, responsibility to younger and future generations, freedom, privacy, or responsibility to women.
How many do I get to choose? Only one?
Two.
Yeah. Okay, so it would be the right about your own body to choose, and it would be privacy.
Thank you very much. So making decisions about your own body and privacy.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Now, does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It makes a difference.
And is that somewhat more motivated, much more motivated?
More motivated.
And is that somewhat more or much more?
More.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. And if you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood
more
to vote
likely.
For the candidate? Thank
more
you.
Likely.
And is that somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate or much more likely to vote for the candidate?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does that make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
And is that somewhat less likely to vote for the candidate, or much less likely to vote for the candidate?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I think they want states to decide.
Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions, want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide their own abortion laws?
I think they want it to be legal nationally.
Thank you. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions?
Yes, no, legal nationally. Yep.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat important, very important, or a requirement, meaning I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion?
Yes, I will not vote if they don't share my opinion.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat important, very important, or a requirement, meaning I will not vote for a candidate who does not share my opinion on abortion?
Very important.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, you will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. Then we want you to answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, and eliminated access to medication abortion access through the mail. Based on what you just heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel
unfavorable? Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you very much. We still have somewhat unfavorable, neutral, neither favorable nor unfavorable, somewhat favorable, or very favorable. Is it still very unfavorable?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, if you learn a candidate for political office supported Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
Yes. If you learned that a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. We have, we deserve the freedom to make our own healthcare decisions, including decisions about abortion. Republicans are trying to take away our reproductive freedoms, which is why I'm voting yes on the abortion measure and for Democrats who will protect our freedom.
Yes, I agree with that. What was I supposed to say?
Yes, we want to know if this statement is very convincing, a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason.
No, very convincing.
Thank you. Then we have, the next president is likely to appoint up to 3 new Supreme Court judges who will shape Supreme Court rulings on issues like abortion for generations. A Republican president and Senate could lock in a 7-2 conservative majority for decades. We need a Democratic president and senators who will appoint and confirm fair, impartial judges, not MAGA justices who take bribes from millionaires to attack our reproductive freedoms.
Yes, I agree with that.
And is that a very convincing reason? Somewhat convincing.
Very convincing.
Thank you. And last, we have every person's life and pregnancy has their own unique circumstances. Decisions about abortion should stay between people and their doctors, not unqualified politicians. That's why I'm voting yes on the measure and for Democrats who believe the government should not interfere in healthcare decisions.
Yes, absolutely.
And is that a very convincing reason?
Very convincing.
Thank you. Now, to contrast, we have some statements made by people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the measure ballot. First, we have reasonable people can have different opinions on abortion. Democrats support this amendment, which is not what it seems, and it's too extreme. I am voting for Republicans who have a moderate common sense approach to abortion.
I'm not going to vote Republican, so.
We just want to know at this moment if that statement, do you find that statement a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason or not a convincing reason at all to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure?
Not a very convincing reason.
Thank you. And last for this section, we have Republicans want to protect our kids and the rights of parents, and that is what I support. The Democrats support the proposed abortion amendment, which threatens parents' rights by legalizing abortion and sex change for minors without parental consent.
Yeah, I don't want it legalized for kids to get the sex change thing. So what am I supposed to say again? Sorry.
Yes. So you find this statement a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason.
Not a very convincing reason.
Thank you. And now, as a way to reaffirm some of the questions at the beginning, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I still feel a 6.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or third-party candidate Jill Stein?
No, Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
No, I will vote on the ballot measure.
And would you vote no or vote yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only and will be finished. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
No, straight.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Yes. Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
65.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your time.
Thank you for your patience with me.
Thank you. That's fine.
Bye.
You've
now.
Been great. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Good night.